Hi, Macon. Nuncheon time. Anne and John are taking o't. Back here but now, the jobber John come by and cried, "Well done, zing on. I thought as I come down the hill and hear your zongs a-ringing shill, who wouldn't like to come and fling a pair of prongs where you did zing?"
"Aye, aye. He wouldn't find it ply to work all day a-making hay, or pitching out to yarms a-spread be loaders yards above his head, to make him wipe his dripping brow.
Or else a-raking at a plough,
or working wi' his nimble pick a-stiffled with a hay at rick.
Our company would suit and best when we to take our bit of rest at nunch, a-gathered here, below the shade the his wide bowed wook to draw, where hissing froth mid rise and floating horns a yell to wet his drought.
Aye, if his welling hand could drag a meat slice from his dinner bag, 'twould make the busy little chap look rather glum to see his lap wi' all his meal of oon dry crust and vinny cheese so dry as doast.
Well, I don't grumble at my food. 'Tis wholesome, John, and zoo, 'tis good."
"Whose rake is that a-lying there, to look a bit the woose for wear?"
"Oh, I must get the man to make a tooth or two for thick wold rake. 'Tis labour lost to strick a stroke wi' him, wi' half his teeth a-broke."
"I should ha' thought your hand too fine to break your rake, if I broke mine."
"The ram's clay's thinned his wooden gum o' two teeth here, and here were some that broke when I did rake a patch o' ground wi' Jimmy for a match. And here's a gap of oon or two a broke be Simon's clumsy shoe, and when I gied his pole a poke for better luck, another broke."
"And what a vig of you has swung your pick, though, John. His stems a sprung. When I and Simon had a hat a pookin' yonder for a bet, the prongs on gied a tump a poke, and then I found the stem a broke. But they'd a make the stems a picks a stuff so brittle as a kicks.
There's poor old Jane wi' wrinkled skin, a tellin' wi' her peaked chin some tale of her young days, poor soul, to make the young un smile. 'Tis droll. What is it? Stop, and let's go near. I do like these wool tales. Let's hear."